fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2-gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
All right, everybody, welcome in. Sorry about the different music, but we weren't sure we were even going to have a show tonight. Things are hit and miss, and I want to thank Lou for jumping in and taking the realm. the reins, the realm. It's all the same because the reins run the realm. So anyway, thank you, Lou, for stepping in and taking the duty on tonight. And, there she is. Okay. Anyway, we got lots to talk about. You know, it's been a little while. We didn't get to do a show last week. So, we got lots of stuff that we could talk about. The latest thing that's going on, and I didn't really have time to prep it and roll it into tonight's show. We have another police shooting. We have a young girl who was shot as she attempted to stab another young girl. And it seems like people are upset about it. Well, some people are upset about it. So here's my question is, would it have been better for the police to allow her to stab the other girl? Because the time it would have taken for a taser hit to hit her and kick in, she probably would have stabbed her a couple of times. You know, you got this, the whole thing's on video. You can see right off the bat, it's a righteous shoot. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I don't know what the backstory is behind the police call that was made, because several police officers showed up. And you can watch the video, you can see it for yourself, but whatever happened before the cops got there, when they arrived, they witnessed one girl with a knife knock another girl to the ground and then turn around and go after a second girl with the knife. The cop, weapon drawn, told her to stop, and when she took the swing with the knife, he shot her. Now, I've seen everything from the ridiculousness of they should have aimed for her legs to people saying they were in the military and were trained to shoot at legs. No, you were not. You're a liar. Because the military gets trained the same way the police get trained. You aim for center mass. It's the easiest target to hit. You go for it. So anybody out there saying they were in the military and they were taught to shoot somebody in the shoulder or in the leg, or no, you're full of shit. You're full of shit and you can't prove otherwise. So based on seeing the video, it may not have been the same girl who started with the knife that ended with the knife. I don't know that part. Again, I do not know. In the moment that the cop arrived and the girl with the knife made her move to stab the other girl, she was attempting to murder someone. The cop did the only thing that he could do, and he shot. And they rendered aid immediately. You can see it in the video. It's all there. They've already shown the video publicly, which is outrageously fast compared to normal. So they're not trying to hide anything. They've shown the video. They've shown what happened. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is a clean shoot. There's no Derek Chauvin moment. There's no "you're next, Mr. LeBron James, just dribble the damn basketball and stay your ass out of this stuff." Anyway, that's what's going in the world around, or going on in the world around us right now. Also going on in the world around us, I saw this morning and didn't have time to again roll into tonight's show. I see that Stacey Abrams has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I was unaware that there was an eating or embarrassment category. I don't know which one they've nominated her for, but she should be a runaway for either. And let's see. Nobel Peace Prize for making Michael Strahan's teeth look good. Oh, wow. That's a tough one. wow. Okay. Yeah, what's that? Ron in the chat room, it's going to turn into RoboCop. No city employees will go into the lib shitholes, so corporations will take over. You know, that's you say that, Ron, like it might be half serious and half joking. I can definitely see something like that possibly happening in the future. I see that Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice Jr., has now said that police officers may have to get a supervisor's approval before even pursuing a suspect on foot. Come on now, on foot. Of course, by the time said approval is given, there would be no need to start running, because you would be at such a severe disadvantage that you would never catch anybody. And that includes me, a tired-ass middle-aged white guy who can run, but I wouldn't say that I'm fast. I plod. I'm kind of more like the Terminator. I kind of run like that. anyway, Escape from New York, Diaspora on my bingo card. That's nice. I like that, Andrew. Either that or Escape from LA. Yeah, either one would work. All right. So let's get into some of this. There was an interesting poll I saw the other day, and the poll was a national survey. They did cross all 50 states. It was done by Rasmussen. They surveyed 1,000 likely voters in the United States. Poll was conducted April 11th through 12th. And what they found is that more U.S. likely voters say that it is too easy to vote than say it's too hard to vote. And majorities also say that photo ID requirements don't discriminate, and that the integrity of the vote is more important than how easy it is to vote. You heard that right. 59% of black voters, 64% of white voters, and 58% of other minority voters reject the claim that voter ID laws discriminate against some voters. 56% of blacks, 59% of whites, and 63% of other minority voters say it is more important to make sure that there is no cheating in elections than to make it easier to vote. I'm appalled that the number is that low for any group. For any group. And I fall into multiple groups here. So you can say what you will, but blacks 32 to 22, whites 32 to 23, and other minorities 42 to 18% are all more likely to say it's too easy to vote than say it's too hard to vote. For all likely U.S. voters, more say it's too easy to vote than think it's too hard to vote, while 41% think it's about right and 4% are not sure. So more than twice as many of all voters say photo ID requirements don't discriminate at 62%, as they do say that they do discriminate 29%, with 9% not sure. Likewise, 60% say making sure there is no cheating in elections is more important than making it easier for everybody to vote, while just 37% say ease of voting takes priority, with 3% unsure. A majority think it's either very likely or somewhat likely. That number is, let's see, what is it, 67% that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In contrast, 12% say that's not very likely, and the rest call it not at all. So some very interesting Rasmussen numbers. The poll was 502 Republican registered voters, 498 registered Democrat voters. So very even sampling here. You know, it's not like one of those other polls. What was the one the other day? Biden's approval rating at 60%. Yeah, well, when you look at the polling numbers and you see that it was like 1,700 Democrats and 400 Republicans that were polled, you kind of get, you know, where they're going. Anyway. All right, so the big thing this week, we had the Chauvin verdict. We know he was found guilty. I do have a question, though, and I wish I had a legal mind here to tease and poke with this, but I'm wondering how somebody can be found guilty of both intentional murder and unintentional murder. And I will be contacting an attorney friend about that, because I'm still a little baffled about that. I don't understand how that works. So what I do understand, though, and I have said from the very beginning that I don't care how justice falls on the case. I do want true justice to be done, but I do not believe for one second, and no one can convince me otherwise, that he could not get a fair trial in Minneapolis. He'd be hard-pressed to get a fair trial anywhere in this country, but the jury pool in Minneapolis for sure was tainted before it was ever selected. So anyway, with that in mind, before the deliberations began, Maxine Waters, a California Democrat congresswoman, told protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis on Saturday that if a guilty verdict is not returned against the police officer accused of killing George Floyd, which we know it was, we've got to stay on the street. We've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure they know that we mean business. Now, this, no matter how you slice it, is inciting violence. I don't care how Pelosi tries to spin this to apologize for her, to give her a free pass. This is incitement to violence directly. Compare this to, we're going to peacefully and patriotically march over to the Capitol building and make our voices heard, which is what Trump was impeached for saying. Kevin McCarthy intends to file censure paperwork for Maxine Waters. That's not enough. She should be expelled. She should be expelled from Congress. Waters said she's unhappy that it's taken so long for the House to pass a police reform bill, which is now pending in the Senate, where the quote-unquote right-wing racists are opposed to it. She said, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street and we've got to demand justice. Yeah. So, you know, she's going to slide on this again. She's the same one that made the comments about when you see people from Trump's administration out in restaurants, get in their face, let them know they're not welcome. Anywhere, place of business, restaurants, whatever, gas stations, go to their home. They were at Mitch McConnell's house trying to chide Elaine Cho, even though they weren't home. But they were still there thinking that she was. I'm telling you now, this woman is dangerous and she needs to be removed from office. And if she isn't the poster child for term limits, I don't know who is. I just don't know who is. She's now 82 years old. Come on. You think that she's operating with full faculties, knowing the kind of shit she spouts off? Waters says, as far as she's concerned, Chauvin is guilty of first-degree murder, although he faces lesser charges. Asked what protesters should do if a guilty verdict is not rendered, and you know what she said. We've got to get more confrontational on the streets. You know, what was it back in June of 2018? Sarah Huckabee Sanders asked to leave a Virginia restaurant simply because of her affiliation with Trump. And Waters said to a crowd on Capitol Hill that more of that should be going on. Yeah, there's the quote. If you see anybody from that Trump cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas station, you get out and you create a crowd. You push them back. Tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. At the time, Nancy Pelosi excused Waters' comments by blaming Trump and his daily lack of civility that provoked responses that are predictable but unacceptable. As we go forward, she said, we must conduct elections in a way that achieves unity from sea to shining sea. What a bunch of shit. And look what we got in 2020. They'll try to tell you that the country is more unified than ever. It's not. It's not. If you listen to Jesse Kelly's television program, radio program, follow him on Twitter, you know he has talked about a national divorce for a while. And I've been resistant to that. But I'm really, really starting to come around. Now, back to the Chauvin trial, when Waters made her comments, the judge overseeing the trial on Monday, before the verdict was rendered, called her comments abhorrent. And Chauvin's lawyer asked Judge Peter Cahill to declare a mistrial over the comments, arguing she had prejudiced the trial. Now, Cahill denied the request, and he said specifically, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned, said Cahill, as arguments in the case concluded. So he definitely understood what had happened with Waters. But let me tell you, folks, there was no chance in hell that any jury coming out of that courtroom, regardless of the jurors, regardless of the judge, and this is why he didn't declare it a mistrial, because he knew the moment he did that Minneapolis would erupt. They're all scared shitless of the mob. Now, is Chauvin guilty of something? Yeah, I'm probably sure he is. But is it murder with intent? How did they prove intent? I don't think he showed up on the scene with the intent to kill somebody. I don't know how they could prove that he did. I think we're going to see an appeal in this case. I really do. I think we're going to see an appeal, and I think what's going to happen on the appeal is that he's going to have the higher charge thrown out, and I think that the manslaughter charge will stick. That's been my prediction all along, that he would be found guilty initially, and that he would appeal, and the heavier charge would be tossed and the lighter charge upheld. We'll see. Time will tell. Chauvin didn't look surprised. And I think they understood from the very beginning that he was all but certainly going to be found guilty. And they knew they were going to appeal. And I'm just waiting to hear that the appeal papers have been filed, because I'm sure they will. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I think if he can get it into a somewhat unbiased jury pool, I think he's got a real shot. So we'll see. We'll see. I've got to get the new sound clip for our new Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. Hey, Blinken! Mel Brooks fans will understand. Anyway, Secretary of State Blinken said on Sunday, good grief, God help us here, right? He said on Sunday that the Taliban will have to respect the rights of women and girls in a future Afghanistan if it has any hopes of winning international acceptance and not being treated as a pariah. Do you really think the Taliban gives a shit if the Western world sees them as pariah? I mean, do you really think they care? They didn't care when the Russians thought that of them, when the Russians invaded Afghanistan back in the 80s. They didn't care when we first went to Afghanistan, and we've been there 20 years, and they still don't care. And now that Biden has announced that we're going to withdraw U.S. and coalition troops from Afghanistan, and there will be no retribution, so to speak, do you think they care? Blinken was responding to deep concerns that the withdrawal of U.S. and coalition troops from Afghanistan could see a serious backsliding of the significant gains made by women and girls in the country as a resurgent Taliban asserts its authority in ways no one can now predict. Oh, I can predict it. I can very much predict it. These people, you know, Blinken's just trying to talk tough, I guess. Yes, Mike, he is delusional. Mike's in the chat room, which is where you should be too if you're not, because Mike's there. Cat is there. Ordy's there. Raptor's there. Andrew's there. I mean, you know, Mike's there somewhere. The other Mike, or I'm sorry, Ron's there somewhere too. Yeah, I mean, it's a good chat room. Chat Lives Matter on Wednesday nights, KLRN Radio. So anyway, he says any country that moves backwards on these rights, that tries to repress them, will not have that international recognition, will not have that international status, and that we indeed will take action to make sure, to the best of our ability, that they can't do that. What the hell are you going to do? You going to send in Miss Manners? Are you going to send in 500 troops to go back and say, you need to be nice? Be nice to the ladies. Otherwise, we won't help you. I got news for you. They're going to still get plenty of help from all the other hardcore Muslim-based countries. They're going to get help from Iran. They're going to get help from Iraq. They're going to get help from Syria. They're going to live inside their own little bubble. They don't look, when you think about the U.S. leveling economic sanctions against Afghanistan because of the Taliban doesn't care. These are not people that have been coddled like the United States. You know, this is not like turning their air conditioning off. These bastards have lived in mountains with no running water and no toilets and no stoves, and they kill food and then cook it over an open fire. You know, they live like freaking cavemen. What the hell are we going to do to them? Well, you can't trade with such and such and so and so. They don't give a shit. They're going to push their opium through the borders just like they've been doing for the last 60, 70 years, some shit like that, maybe longer. And they're going to trade on the black market. And they're still going to get money, and they're still going to be well funded. And they're still going to have support of a lot of Muslim nations. I see a question in the chat room. Am I supposed to be wearing pants? You know, pants are optional. You do not have to be a member of Team No Pants. However, I will say, as the president and founder of the club, I highly recommend it. Oh, my goodness. What a fun chat room. I'm telling you, these people, they keep me going. So when Fundalus, well, you know what, let's break here in the middle of the story. We still got a little ways to go in it. So we'll take the break. When we come back, we'll finish Blinken and Afghanistan. So do yourself a favor, stretch your legs out, go get your drink refilled. Lou's going to press the button. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. One, two, what you doing? I've been jumping through some hoops. Want to get my body loose. Want to tell you what to do. I've been running out of bounds like an animal struggling. Looking for a diamond.
Listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Got that Silver Tongue playing on the bumpers. I love that song. Got the best damn music person in the business. Or not in the business. You don't know. Anyway, hey, programming reminder. Top of the hour coming up. You got the red wine. Diane, Jody, and Hammy are going to be on the couch tonight, and they're going to be welcoming back their old friend, Voodoo Wolf, Michael Ingmire. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. I'm pretty sure there's going to be an Amish and Robinson after that, and then an America Off the Rails after that. So definitely stay tuned to KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, your home for conservative talk radio, and get your full grand slam in tonight. So back to our Afghanistan story. When the fundamentalist militia ruled most of Afghanistan in the closing years of the last century, it enforced a harsh interpretation of Islamic law. It's kind of what we were talking about before the break. The U.S. government at the time recorded that restrictions on the lives of Afghan women were widespread, institutionally sanctioned, and systemic, with some of them subject to rape, kidnapping, and forced marriage. Now, since the emirate was toppled in late 2001, changes have been dramatic, with girls' enrollment in public schools rising from zero that year to more than 3 million within 9 years. Women today serve as mayors, district governors, judges, lawyers, university professors, journalists, health professionals, etc., etc. So exactly what the Taliban envisions for a future Afghanistan remains the subject of debate and speculation, but its own documents suggest that it's not any form of democracy. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Blinken says that democracy must be put forth as an infallible solution to all problems. Ooh, that's going to go over well. Why don't you tell them how they should believe, too, while you're at it there, Blinken? Look, why must a system with foreign roots be forcefully implemented in Afghanistan when Afghans possess a superior model of governance? Everything from politics, economics, culture, and education to social life must follow the religious values, it said in an article 2 days later. 2 days later from what? Oh, that was on April 11th. Oh, I see. Seymour, you did a really lousy job of hitching those 2 points. Let's tighten up. So anyway, okay. So, yeah. This is because Afghans do not desire the elimination of military aggression alone, but also the termination of Western political, culture, and ideological invasion. So, let me tell you guys something. You're going to see the Taliban by, I'm guessing by this time next year, because our troops are going to be pulled out by 9/11. That's the deadline that Biden has given. So by October, you're going to start hearing stories coming out about how the Taliban has reached its ugly hand out and started removing women from public office and judge positions. That's where it's going to start. Then they'll get the governors, and then they'll get the mayors. Children will only, girls may be allowed only to attend the Islamic schools that they put on, if at all. I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge step backwards. And why? Because they don't care what the rest of the world thinks or does. They're happy to live in a dust bowl bubble. They don't give a shit. We can start bombing them. They'll just go back to the caves in the mountains. Got a bomb that can penetrate 3,000 feet down? No. They already know how to evade us. And we're giving them the key to the city with a date on it that says when you can come in and occupy it again, and we're going to turn our backs and walk away. Now, even before they go after the women that are in politics and judge positions and governorships and things like that, rest assured, the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to root out all the people that helped the U.S. and coalition forces and kill them. Biden's going to leave them high and dry. He has no plan for them. I guarantee it. And he'll play the fool because he is. He doesn't have to play. He is the fool. President Silver Alert. It's pudding time. Call a lid. On Sunday, the Taliban shared the news that during the month of March, its Preaching, Guidance, and Recruitment Commission has succeeded in persuading 1,062 Afghans to leave their government post in Kabul and to join its ranks. Some of them bringing with them weapons and other types of military equipment. Look where this is going already. The countrymen who joined the Mujahideen Islamic holy warriors, vowed to break all ties with the foreign and internal enemies of Islam and homeland and strengthen our people and mujahideen in order to cleanse the country from occupation and corruption and establish a pure Islamic government acceptable to all Afghans. Okay. It's acceptable because you're going to beat them into accepting it. Or kill them, and then they won't have a say. So in a recent report, the Congress-established Afghanistan Study Group, oh yeah, this should be a brilliant group of people, outlined some of the achievements made by Afghan women and civil society in general since the 2001 toppling of the Emirate, and said that the future of these rights and freedoms are of major concern to Afghans who appreciate them and wonder if the Taliban have evolved in their views. They don't wonder. The alarming spike in targeted assassinations at the end of 2020 against young Afghan journalists, civil servants, and activists is disheartening but not surprising, the study said. Their work exemplifies precisely the kind of progress that threatens the Taliban's agenda. The Afghanistan Study Group report did say, however, that the Taliban, since 2018, had softened in public its insistence on a regime run by a single leader, chosen on the basis of his Islamic credentials, with strict implementation of Islamic law as interpreted by associated religious scholars. And it quoted one interlocutor. I don't even know what the hell that means. I'm going to have to look a word up tonight. As telling the group that the Taliban does not want to be the North Korea of Central Asia. Okay. The issue of Afghan women and girls also came up during a Fox News appearance by National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He noted that President Biden, in his speech announcing that all troops will leave before September 11th, had said, quote, "The United States will continue to provide civilian and humanitarian assistance to help protect their rights." So basically, we're going to put British cops there. Okay? They're going to go, stop. Or I'll say, stop again. I mean, really, humanitarian and civilian assistance to protect their rights? What the hell are they going to do? Hey, Taliban, you can't... Dead. Oh, but more than that, Biden says, the United States would continue to finance the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. So here, this is the beautiful part. We have trained and equipped 300,000 Afghan forces to defend their country and their people. I wonder how many will cave quickly to the Taliban, and how much of that equipment will quickly fall into the hands of the Taliban. Oh, just like, you know, it did before. Like when bin Laden was in charge of the Taliban and they ended up with all that American military equipment. We armed them. We helped them fight the Russians, and then they turned around and they used our weapons against us. Oh, yes, they did. Watch for it. It'll happen all over again. Why? Because President Pudding Time, he can't remember. So it never happened. Last week, a senior administration official giving a background briefing on Biden's Afghanistan decision said that post-withdrawal, the U.S. will use its full diplomatic, humanitarian, and economic toolkit to try to, as best we can, to protect the gains made by women and girls over the course of the past 20 years. We are going to make clear to any nation, any government, any party that wants to participate in a government that if they want international legitimacy, because, yeah, Biden really screams that, or connection to the rest of the world and does not want to be deemed a pariah state, then they must not interfere with the progress that has been made to advance human rights, including for women, girls, and minorities in Afghanistan. So my big question is, isn't this just a difference in cultures? You know, like the Chinese committing genocide against the Uyghurs? Isn't this just a difference in cultures? Why should he care about one country but not the other? Why is one group of minorities a sacred cow and the other a sacrificial lamb? Why won't any reporter ask these questions? Oh, I know, because Jen Psaki will just say, we have to circle back to it. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Play it for them because they need to hear what I was laughing at too. All right, so you guys didn't get to hear it. Lou was playing something in my ear that made me laugh. Once I realized what it was, I was so worried about that. Did I go over already? But she's gonna play it for you now.
You're a cunt.
Yes, they are. All of them. The whole damn administration is. Oh my god.
So, for context,
your account
was one of our Twitter friends. Fletch Matlock.
Sent, oh, I love her.
Sent that to LeBron James.
I love it. I have to go hug her after this. Oh, we're starting to get short on time, so we'll have to move a little fast here. So over the weekend, we were led to believe that Joe Biden actually went to play a round of golf. I don't believe that he actually stood on his own feet for 4 hours playing a round of golf. You won't convince me of that without video footage of the entire round. I love that, Mike. That's great. Lou, if you're seeing the chat room. Oh, you got to see it. It's a picture. So anyway, Biden supposedly used the term crisis in discussing the immigration picture over the weekend. And many observers called it the first time he'd used the word in connection with the flood of immigrants looking to gain entry into the U.S. However, on Monday, the White House backpedaled on the quote in which he made reference to the crisis that ended up on the border with young people. And White House press spokeswoman Jen Psaki said he wasn't referring to migrants crossing the border. The president does not feel that children coming to our border seeking refuge from violence, economic hardships, and other dire circumstances is a crisis. He feels that the crisis is in Central America that's driving them here, that they are fleeing from. So basically, according to Psaki, who's obviously getting her marching orders from Kamala, we're not allowed to take the president's quotes as the official position of the administration. And that's the way I understand it. I mean, right? Isn't that right? But, you know, I mean, that's just insane that, well, whatever. I mean, what the hell are you going to do, right? But the, I'm not even going to beat that horse anymore because, I mean, really, what can you say? What can you say other than just throw your hands in the air and walk away? This administration is a farce and is anything but transparent, is anything but honest, and is using anything but facts and science as we were told they would. So, enough with the crap news. Let's end up on some positive notes. NASA flew its 4-pound helicopter from the surface of Mars on Monday, the first powered flight of an aircraft on another planet, a feat NASA officials compared to the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903. The twin carbon fiber rotor blades began spinning at about 3:30 in the morning, and the chopper, called Ingenuity, lifted off the surface of the red planet, reached an altitude of about 10 feet where it hovered, turned, and landed softly in an autonomous flight that lasted just 30 seconds. You still don't get what a big deal it is. This is huge, people. This is huge. Okay? We know that it'll work on Mars now. I don't know if people actually grasp the significance of this. So I'm going to leave it with, you just need to understand that there could possibly, just from this little thing, be a flood of new products that reach the consumer market to make our lives better. A lot of people don't know simple things that we take for granted these days that are lifesavers, like WD-40, came from NASA. NASA developed that. So, and it's through operations like this that they do testing and things of that nature and develop this stuff. So what they have done here is monumental, and I think we're going to reap the benefits of it in the future. And I'm going to leave it there because we got one big positive news story to do, because we're going to do the end the right way. Usually I like to keep these stories about real people, anonymous people, or not anonymous, but you know, average everyday people. But this week, I want to take a minute and honor celebrity chef Guy Fieri, known for his spiked bleached hair, a love of barbecue, and being the mayor of Flavortown. When California wildfires hit communities last fall, he went to affected areas to feed thousands of firefighters. And now he has raised $25 million for restaurant staff facing financial struggles due to the pandemic. Partnering with the National Restaurant Association, Fieri helped launch the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund last spring, and in a year has raised $25 million. There are 15,000 individual donations that were made to the fund, and so far more than 43,000 restaurant employees have received grants in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. 90% of the grant recipients have said they'll be using their funds to help pay their rent, mortgage, utility bills, transportation expenses, or child care. Just so much going on with this guy doing so many good things for so many people that I thought it was important that we take a minute and recognize him. And friends, that's the show. If you like it, tell your friends. If they like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me every Wednesday night on KLRN Radio for the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.